Looking out the door of the side room in the darkened gorge, Catibri could barely make out the forms of her companions in the other chamber's flickering torchlight. They were all trapped at the apparent dead end, shadowhounds coming in swift pursuit, a dragon blocking the way before them. Drist was lost to them, and Wulfgar, beside Catibri, had taken the brunt of the dragon's breath, a horrid cloud of blackness and despair that had left him numb and nearly helpless. She peered out the door, desperate for an answer, praying that her father would find a way to save them all. She didn't know what to make of it when Bruinor took off the gem-studded helmet and replaced it with his broken-horned old helm. When he handed the crown to Regis and said,
"Keep the helm safe. It's the crown of the King of Mithril Hall,"
his intent became all too clear. The halfling protested,
"Then it is yours."
And the same gripping fear that coursed through Catibri was evident in Regis's voice.
"Nay, not by me right or me choice. Mithril Hall is no more, Rumble. Regis, Bruinor of Icewind Dale I am, and have been for 200 years, though me head's too thick to know it."
Catibri barely heard the next words as she gasped and understood all too clearly what Bruinor was about to do. Regis asked him something she couldn't hear, but understood that it was the very same question whose awful answer screamed at her in her own thoughts. Bruinor came into clear sight then, running out of the room and charging straight for the gorge.
"Here's one from your tricks, boy," he yelled,
looking at the small side chamber concealing Catibri and Wulfgar.
"But when me mind's to jumpin' on the back of a worm, I ain't about to miss."
There it was, spoken openly, a declaration of the ultimate sacrifice for the sake of the rest of them, trapped deep in the bowels of the caverns once known as Mithril Hall by a great dragon of shadow.
"Bruinor," Catibri heard herself cry,
though she was hardly conscious of speaking, so numbed was she by the realization that she was about to lose the dwarf, her beloved adoptive father, the great Bruinor who had served as the foundation of her entire life, the strength of Catibri Battlehammer. The world moved in slow motion for the young woman at that terrible moment, as Bruinor sprinted across the floor to the gorge, reaching over his shoulder to set his cloak afire, and under it was a keg of oil. The dwarf didn't waver, and didn't slow as he reached the lip and went over, axe high, back aflame. Compulsion and terror combined to drag Catibri over to that ledge, arriving at the same time as Regis, both gawking down at the burning dwarf locked upon the back of the great shadow dragon. Bruinor had not wavered, but his actions had taken all the strength from Catibri, to be sure. She could hardly hold herself upright as she watched her father die, giving his life so that she, Wulfgar, and Regis could cross the gorge and escape the darkness of Mithril Hall. But she'd never find the strength to make it, she feared, and Bruinor would die in vain. Wulfgar was beside her then, grimacing against the magical despair, fighting through it with the determination of a barbarian of Icewind Dale. Catibri could hardly comprehend his intent as he lifted his wondrous warhammer high and flung it down at the dragon.
"Are ye mad?" she cried, grabbing at him.
"Take up your bow," he told her,
and he was Wulfgar again, freed from the dragon's insidious spell.
"If a true friend of Bruinor's you be, then let him not fall in vain."
A true friend? The words hit Catibri hard, reminding her poignantly that she was so much more than a friend to that dwarf, her father, the anchor of her life. She knew that Wulfgar was right, and took up her bow in shaking hands and sighted her target through tear-filled eyes. She couldn't help Bruinor. She couldn't save him from the choice he had made, the choice that had possibly saved the three of them. It was the toughest shot she had ever had to make, but she had to make it, for Bruinor's sake. The silver flashing arrow streaked away from Talmariel, its lightning flash filling Catibri's wet eyes.